All right, here it is, the bonus hour, the stream of consciousness. How did you word it so eloquently, Harry?
Friday.
You called it Friday, right?
Stream a little stream.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. It's Bill Leffin. It's Harry Tynowitz. Welcome to the bonus hour. In the second half of the bonus hour, roughly 15 or 20 minutes from now, Jerry Nunn from Nunn on the Run will join us. And he will tell us what we need to know about the city of Chicago in April, what events are coming, what concerts and shows will be here. One of the fun things about having you in, Harry, is you are an idea man, a true idea man. Whenever we have you co-host, you send anywhere between 20 and 40 ideas of segments for the show.
Yes, Jasmine hates it.
Jasmine is not a fan of that because it makes her drowsy.
No, I did not say that.
You didn't say it, but I did see you as you were reading Harry's list. Bill dozed off.
Bill said you told him, why doesn't he just get some chloroform on a towel and put it over my face?
Never. Right.
You didn't say that?
I killed a couple of trees.
Oh, all right.
For Harry's ideas.
So you had a bunch of ideas for topics. Mm-hmm. I thought most of them certainly serviceable, certainly entertaining.
Sure.
But the one that struck me the most...
They can't all be winners.
No one's batting a thousand.
But I have pockets full of ideas.
Right. The one, Harry, that I thought was the best idea because it was so different from anything we're hearing on regular radio had to do with Snapple.
The Snapple caps.
Snapple caps. Please explain your idea. And did you bring Snapple caps with you?
Yes, Bill. Right.
Oh, you always have them with you.
I always have them with me.
All right.
So my drink of choice for the last 8 years, I've never liked pop, never liked
nothing bubbly,
beverage.
Huh?
Right. And
too much for you? The fizz? Oh, too much?
Yeah. I need to lie down afterwards. Hmm. So I don't like the fizz on my tongue.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's
the best place for fizz.
Says you.
Right.
So Snapple, as you know, when we were kids, you get a big bottle of Gatorade. They had like NFL helmets on the top.
I remember that.
I thought that was cool.
That was fun.
So Snapple, as most people know, if you buy the individual bottles, and by the way, it's made from the best stuff on earth.
That's what they say.
Yeah. So on the inside.
Yeah.
The undercarriage of the Snapple
cap,
they always have like a fun fact. So I thought,
is every cap different? They can't all be different. They probably print up a thousand of each one.
I'll see duplicates.
Yeah, every now and then.
I drink a lot, but I Snapple.
Yeah.
But not always. So
right.
I've been saving ones that I think are interesting, ones that made me think either why is that? Or could that possibly be true?
Yeah.
And I thought, you're the perfect guy.
I'd love to hear some of these.
And then we could just like...
This would be fun. We'll share Snapple facts.
Would you like half of them?
Give me half of them. That's fine. Sure.
Okay.
If you think I can handle that many, I'm new to this.
No, I think you'll be...
This is new to me. Hold on. All right, I got them. Oh, they sound like they're chock full of information.
Mm-hmm. It'd be hard to cheat with these. Like, if you were taking a test and this is what you were cheating off of,
right.
It'd be so hard to cheat.
Your professor would know.
Yeah, are you cheating?
You're not reading Snapple caps, are you?
No.
I got a screw loose.
It's an injury.
That's what's wrong.
Sounds like a loose screw.
Yeah. Now, before we read these, and we believe these to be true because they're on Snapple. Right?
Well,
why would they lie to us if we're at Snapple? When I was growing up, Harry, you're a year or two older than me, mm-hmm. but when I was growing up, there was a lady on TV. They called her Wendy the Snapple Lady, and she was like the spokesperson for all things Snapple. She's not the Snapple Lady anymore.
No, that's sad. I believe she's not.
That's sad.
Well, I don't think she died. I like to see people
gainfully employed.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mr. Whipple's not doing Sherman.
What? Is that true?
It is.
I didn't know that. All right. So I will read you one.
Yeah, read me one.
All right. Let me get my special Snapple glasses on. All right, so
those glasses are made from the best stuff on earth.
No, the glasses aren't. It's the Snapple that is. Harry, this is real fact number 325.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, they're not ranked in honor of importance, are they?
I have no idea. I don't pay
attention. Random, probably, right?
They're random, yeah.
All right, here's random Snapple fact 325. See if you already knew this or not. 75% of people wash from top to bottom in the shower.
Yeah, now there's a couple of interesting things. But first of all, is that true of you?
I have to say it is.
Okay.
I start out, I wash my hair first, and then if there's time, I wash the rest of me.
so if you have a rushed week, your hair might be the only clean part of your body?
Sometimes we're in a hurry to go someplace, and I'll just say people will probably... Although I wear a baseball cap more times than not, so I'm probably wasting my time there.
That was my next question, is how do you wash with the baseball cap on?
I take it off in the shower usually, But then, if like I say, if there's time, I'll wash my face, then my neck, my shoulders.
Right.
And, well, you know how the male anatomy works, and then you just go south.
Right, then it goes right to the knee.
Yeah.
Then the chest.
And then I figure, like, stuff way down below, it's probably getting enough soap and water, although I will, you know, if there's time again, I'll scrub.
Right, so but here's what I... So my first thought is... That's what I do. My second thought is, how do they know it's 75%?
Oh, they've got cameras in our bathrooms. The Snapple people have installed secret spy cameras.
Well, I hadn't thought of that. I just thought like it's like a questionnaire.
No,
somewhere.
They probably are spying on us. That's sick.
That's not right.
I'm not good about this.
No.
Stop it, you people who make peach-flavored lemonade.
Don't make me not like Snapple. I love Snapple.
But I would imagine... If you took a survey of just a random sampling.
Everybody. Jasmine, not too personal question, but do you, executive producer, do you wash from the top down?
Top to bottom?
I go bottom up.
You do?
My feet are like, I just think of the dirtiest part of my body.
They're your feet.
About my feet and then go.
Jasmine, for people who don't know, refuses to wear shoes to work. She just comes barefoot every day.
Yeah, and Fred Flintstone.
Size 34 feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big for a girl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's weird, but I do it.
Yeah.
That's very, very unusual.
But 3/4 of people, they say,
wash
top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
Makes sense.
And that's the way the water, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way the water comes down.
Yeah, it's up top.
Right.
Your shower is above you, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it makes sense.
That's the way.
I like fact number 325. Harry, what have you got?
I've got fact number 149.
Mm-hmm.
Theodore Roosevelt was the only president blind in one eye.
I'm going to have to take their word for that.
Now, I love...
What caused this? Do we know?
Do they
ever do sequel caps to tell you the rest of the story?
I think when he said bully once, he was too vigorous.
Oh, and he pulled an eye muscle?
And
pulled a cornea?
I think he smashed his fist onto a table and it caused a ricochet effect. And
I didn't know that.
A piece of stemware hit him in the eye.
That's tragic.
Yes, I don't know for sure what caused it. But I know so many facts about presidents. I love
your mom was a stickler for presidential fun facts.
And one of my favorite thing from your very small toy collection is you have, I believe we got it at Jewel. The
Marx presidents.
It's unbelievable. It's like this styrofoam. It looks like the Hall of Presidents if you go to Disneyland or Disney World.
Right.
And it's like every president in order left to right, starting with the first one, Washington.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what, four rows of presidents?
Yeah.
I know the only bachelor president was James Buchanan.
Yes.
The only president, the shortest term in office, a lot of people know this one, William Henry Harrison.
Because he got the flu or something from being outside his inauguration.
He died of pneumonia.
Yeah.
He died of pneumonia. He couldn't figure out how to spell it. And drove him crazy.
That's what took him.
Right. So, like, you know, I know, like, that stuff, but I never heard
of it. Who was the first president to have a bathtub in the White House, Harry?
That would be President Ginn.
No, there was no President Ginn.
President Cleveland?
No.
Who was the first
William person? Howard Taft.
Damn, I went for the
one
large.
One of our girthiest presidents.
He was one of the girthiest presidents.
Yeah. Because of those statues you're talking about, now this was made by Marx, the plastic company, in the 70s. The one that was not Theodore Roosevelt.
Franklin?
Franklin Roosevelt.
Yes. There's a way to tell them apart, you know.
There's several ways. Yeah. His statue had him wearing a cape, and when I was a child, I believed that he could fly. Sorry, R. Kelly. But I really, every time
I'm sorry too, R. Kelly, but for a different reason.
Whenever I saw that statue, I always went, how cool that must have been for the country to have a president that could fly back then.
Yeah, what if Eleanor Roosevelt could fly?
Oh, wouldn't that be something? Early SNL reference. Nicely played, Harry. Here's a fun fact for you.
Yes.
This is fun fact number 38. Now, I'm going to warn you and our affiliates down the line. This is a very short fun fact.
Okay.
From Snapple. A two-worder.
Okay.
A lot of your fun facts have a dozen or 15 or 20 words. This one says it all in two words. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Fish cough.
Okay.
Do we believe that or not believe that?
Well, see, this is part of the thought process behind the Snapple cap. Mm-hmm. Is you have the initial reaction,
right?
you know, do you believe it?
Yeah.
And then you have the second one, how do they know? In this case, I've got a third one. If they do cough, and it's been proven, for God's sake, why don't you help them out?
Help them out.
Wait, they've got to make little, you know, fish cough drops, Yeah, who are the brothers?
Smith brothers. They look like presidents.
They do look like presidents. Don't they? You would think that they could have, like, you know, like some kind of Smith brothers,
Fish lozenge.
You could bowl.
Yeah.
You know, but fish cough. Do you think they were looking one time and like a fish was trying to get its fin up to its mouth and kept turning its head away because it didn't want to cough on the other fish?
Yeah, I would imagine because fish are very conscious of, germs.
Right. They don't want to get any germs on you.
Fishkoff sounds like a secretary. Like, Miss Fishkoff, I need you in here.
Miss Fishkoff, get in here right away.
I need you in here on the quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what have you got?
This is Snapple Cap 1468. Well, there's a lot
of these. Wow, they've made a lot of these, yeah.
Bill, you'll like this one.
Huh.
In 1957, bubble wrap was originally invented as wallpaper.
Oh, I had no idea that was true.
I mean, was
these are, you know what these are, Harry? Uh-huh. Seriously? These are thought-provoking and enlightening.
Right, write them off as fun.
Right, it's a good time.
Jasmine,
knowing this stuff.
Are you enjoying this new segment?
I'm learning stuff every
that was
30 seconds.
That was our goal. Like.
It was a yes or no question. Really.
Every 30 seconds, I feel like I'm learning.
That's
something.
Excellent.
So, I mean,
you
did someone
get college credit for listening to this segment? I bet.
Did someone say, you know, I like your new house, but the wallpaper doesn't protect you?
Right.
The wallpaper doesn't make any noise? I mean, how was bubble wrap invented as wallpaper?
So it's not that pretty to look at, but boy, is it fun to walk on. It's just fun to walk
on. So this is for people that can walk sideways?
Yeah. Yes.
So like Gene Kelly.
Right.
You know, when he dances in that one movie, Royal Wedding.
Well, is it Royal Wedding or is it Anchors Away?
No, Anchors Away is the Navy one.
That's the one with the mouse. We talked about this. This is
Royal
so weird.
Wedding.
24 hours ago, Wendy and I were having the same discussion about Anchors Away.
That's
twice as it's come up in 2 days. That's a streak is what that is.
It is a streak. Are you going to talk about it tomorrow? Because you're not on the air.
I'll come in special.
Come in during White Sox Weekly.
Here's how can this be a fun fact on Snapple? The Bill and Wendy show on WGN talked about the Anchors Away film 2 days in a row.
That is crazy.
How did they know?
It's crazy good.
All right, here's a fun fact number 1475. Mm-hmm. Again, to our listeners and the affiliates down the line, these are in no particular order. They're all random. If you drilled a hole through the earth, it would take 42 minutes to fall through it.
Okay, now, doesn't it seem like, even though 42 minutes is a long time
to
fall.
It's a long time.
Doesn't that seem like it'd be much longer?
To fall completely through the earth?
Yeah, like I would go over. If we were betting over under on that, I would say it would go. You're talking about the entire earth.
But is it the kind of fall, like if you were to fall, God forbid, if you were to fall off the top of a building at one of the skyscrapers, you know how even though it's a
have
long...
Have you been
you
talking
go,
to my wife?
No, maybe. You know how you go, well, it's 40 stories...
Right.
That would take a long time, but because of gravitational pull, you get down there in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
So if you're falling through this hole in the earth, the gravitational pull would be so great.
I see what you're saying.
And you'd pick up speed, I believe.
And you wouldn't get slower.
No, you couldn't get slower.
You wouldn't get stuck on the Jersey Turnpike.
Right. So I'm going to say...
You're going to go under?
One end of the earth to the other end of the earth... I would. My guess, if I didn't see this Snapple Cap, would be exactly 42 minutes.
It would not be.
Yeah, it would. I used a protractor.
Is it the summer of 42 minutes?
No. That Jennifer O'Neill, you got to admit, stunning.
Oh, yeah. Stunning.
Stunning. How lucky was Gary Grimes to get Jennifer O'Neill in summer of 42?
How lucky is Gary Grimes that we're mentioning him in 2019?
Yeah, he wasn't in Anchors Away. Why is he getting a mention? That's insane.
Yeah, you'd think.
What have you got, Harry?
This is Snapple Fact 1466.
Oh, that was a good year.
Yes, it was a good year. A good year for tires.
Yes.
An albatross can sleep while it flies.
Now, I would think that would be counterproductive to its survival. Because
well,
at some point...
They've probably got, like, a built-in radar.
Oh.
You know, it's like autopilot. The albatross puts himself on autopilot.
So... it's somehow in its subconscious, if anything unusual happens, if there's a gust of wind, if there's some obstacle in its way, it alerts the albatross, you're saying.
Yes. Right. Remember Time for a Cool Change?
Yes.
I think that's the only song that ever mentioned an albatross in it.
I think you're right. I have one more fun fact.
Yes.
And then Kim Gordon will be by.
I was going to say, is Kim Gordon part of the fun fact?
Proofreading? No, she is not. She is not. Hold on, Kim. I can get you on. How are you?
Albatross is born with GPS now?
That's what we're hearing, yes.
Oh, that's what I figured.
Today's albatross comes GPS, factory installed. Right. But in the old days, you had to go in.
Can't you, like, the way you call an Uber or a Lyft, can't you call an albatross?
You can.
It's like in the Flintstones. Remember, Bill?
Yes. Yes. I do remember. All right, here's fun fact number 741. Sadly, the last Snapple fun fact that we'll have for you today. But visit Harry's Snapple website if you want more. Plants, like humans, can run a fever if they're sick.
Okay.
Do you know this? How can that be?
Well, the plants must have Jewish mothers.
Is that true?
Yes. What's wrong with you?
Your they leaf's make them a little falling. Matzo ball soup for
your
their...
Right. Your leaf's falling. You look a little brown. Better you should get some sunlight.
You're peaked.
But...
You're listening to the WGN presentation of The Wondering Jews, heard once a week here on WGN Radio. All right. These are Snapple facts. Harry, thank you for bringing these in. This was fun. I didn't know any of this stuff until you brought this in.
See? It's...
I feel so much smarter now.
Now what am I going to do?
You'll be fine. Okay. You'll be fine. Kim has the news, and then Jerry Nunn from Nunn on the Run will join us and tell you what you want to see. Thank you, Kim. Bill left for Terry Seinerwitz. Terry is filling in for Wendy. Wendy will return on Monday. During the regular show, we were talking about something where you have a song in your head when the song first comes out, and you hear it, and you say to yourself, now that's a song I like. I hope they play that song a lot, because I enjoy that song. And then at some point in your life, you realize you've made a horrible mistake, that the song is terrible. Kim, you're sticking around for this. Jerry Nunn joins the show right now. Hi, Jerry. Nice to see you.
Hi, good to see you.
Can either of you think of a song like that in your lives, where you just, at the very beginning of hearing a song, you go, this is fantastic, and then you wise up, and you go, this is not a good song.
Yeah, it's the what pops in my head immediately, I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's Christina Aguilera. Remember when she took a piece of, like, Fiddler on the Roof and she played If I Were a Rich Man?
Yeah,
I can't think of the name of the song. And at first I thought, oh, my God, that's so cool. I love Fiddler on the Roof. It's such a catchy tune. And then I'm like, oh, I'm over this.
I think that's not Christina Aguilera, though.
Oh, it's Gwen Stefani.
No, isn't it Ariana Grande who does that?
No.
No?
I don't think so. I'm on my phone to Google. Right. It's Gwen Stefani.
It is Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Rich Girl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rich Girl. Is that the name of the song?
But, yeah. Gwen, yeah. But Ariana Grande is doing that with some song now. There's some song.
Yes, with Sound of Music, Seven Rings.
Oh, right.
These are a few of my favorite things, one.
Yeah, and she paid all this money for it, and she's not making any money on that song.
Isn't she?
She had to pay a lot of royalties for that. It's like 98%.
Kid Rock does that with Sweet Home Alabama.
Does he?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a Kid Rock song where he references Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh.
You got to be careful. You got to lose
Jerry,
that money.
You have one like this? Is there a song that you liked at first? And
I
then
would
just...
say some Madonna songs. I feel like that. I kind of like them at the beginning. I mean, Like a Virgin to me, just if I hear it one more time.
You've had your fill
like
of it?
Nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, it's just I like some of her songs at first, and then they wear out.
Yeah.
They don't hold up sometimes.
There's a friend who, some rock band is doing Like a Virgin.
Oh, my.
Are you really?
Yeah, I just heard it, and I will pull it up. I can't remember who it was.
We sound so old. Some rock band. Right. I think it's Christina Aguilera. No, it's Gwen Stefani.
815 says, the song Brand New Key. Now, I think they're referring
Melanie.
I got a
brand new pair of roller skates.
You got a brand new key.
Right, yeah. Right.
So, I roller skated.
But that's kind of fun, campy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
312 says all of Katy Perry's music.
Ooh.
That's painful. That hurts.
Ooh, that'll cause fireworks.
708 says Billy, Don't Be a Hero.
Really?
Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods?
How could you stop liking that song?
Classic.
I don't know. And I was never teased with that song in grade school even once.
I'm sure not.
Not even one time.
What about Come On and Marry Me, Bill?
Well, you had that one. You had My Girl Bill. There were so many songs with my name in it when I was growing up. It's not fair.
Me and Bill McGee.
Not sure that's what one.
Me and Bill down by the schoolyard.
Right. Simon Garfunkel. Tom Jones's What's New Pussycat. They liked that at first and then stopped liking it.
Oh, I can see that.
Here's a classic. This is my favorite Carl Douglas song of all time, Harry.
Kung Fu Fighting.
Kung Fu Fighting.
Mm.
830 liked Kung Fu Fighting and now does not. Another mention for Seasons in the Sun. That's what I already mentioned.
That song. I used to drive my sister crazy with that song. I used to sing it to her and she would be just... I was
so sad.
Tormenting her.
How about this one? Do you remember the song Steal My Sunshine?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
By a group called Lem. Was it a singer or a group called Lem?
It was from... I believe it was from that Baz Luhrmann... Romeo and Juliet.
Well, they used it in there, but it was already, it had been a hit years earlier.
Right.
But you're right, Baz Luhrmann used it in Romeo and Juliet.
There you go.
A couple people mentioning MacArthur Park. That was the...
Oh, the Let the Cake Out.
The long song about the cake in the rain. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. But you know, when I DJed at a disco party, that's all they wanted to hear.
Richard Harris, right?
I don't know why, because it's
Richard
not really
Harris, the your original Dumbledore, saying that.
Yeah, yeah,
he was the only guy from Hogwarts to have a hit, top 40 hit.
Yes, Return of a Man Called Harris.
Wait, didn't Snape have a couple of minor hits?
I think
Professor Snape?
Mm-hmm.
The Wham song, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, I thought was fun when it first came out, but now I say to myself, what was I thinking?
Oh, no, I think that one's still fun.
I like that.
You still enjoy that one?
Of course.
That's a great dance.
Yeah, and also the Ben Stiller movie. It's pertinent in the Ben Stiller movie.
Where, in which one?
I haven't seen it. I've only seen the video. Ben Stiller plays the model, the male model.
Zoolander.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, they do. It's in Zoolander.
I've seen the video.
Right.
So I remembered who sings Like a Virgin, and Jasmine has pulled it up.
Which band is this?
This is Motley Crue.
Oh, look at here.
Like a Virgin.
Not bad. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
As much as Harry.
It's way metally than we're used to, but it's Motley Crue.
I like it that they're owning it. They're putting their spin on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
I'll give you one more. Although I don't think this was the song title. I don't like the song Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog anymore. But is that what the song is called?
Joy to the World.
Joy to the World. Right. Right. Mm.
It's a good opens karaoke
up,
song.
Opens up what movie? What classic movie opens with that song? Seven friends get together for one friend's funeral.
Oh, right, four weddings and a funeral.
No. That's either going to be...
Oh, I know.
The answer.
It could be Return of the Secaucus 7.
No. It's...
Peter's Friends?
Glenn Close was in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I had the soundtrack.
William Hurt's in it. It's a great soundtrack.
Kevin Costner's in it for
Kevin
3 seconds.
Costner's
The Big Chill.
Out.
Yeah,
yes,
big
The
chill.
Big Chill.
Big Chill.
Yes.
Well done, Harry.
Okay. Finally got it.
Woo! Nicely done, Jer. All right, time to get on to bigger and better things. It's a new month, and we bring you in at the end or the beginning of every month to talk about the events coming in Chicago. Mm-hmm. April's going to be huge.
April's great. Spring's happening in
Chicago. Before you give out any clues of anything coming up, I just have to say I saw a picture of you. I was very jealous because it's you and the cast of Clueless last weekend at the C2E2 convention.
Well, I told you about it last month. That
I was there. I was there Friday.
Okay.
But I don't get to hobnob with all the stars like you do.
Well, that's the whole thing. You can pay to meet anybody. So there you go.
So it's you and four of the stars.
It's four of the stars, yeah.
Alicia Silverstone.
Mm-hmm.
Breckenmeyer.
Right.
Donald Faison.
Paul Rudd.
And Paul Rudd.
Yes.
And you.
And this is iconic. The good thing about it was national news because they made it into this very rare
reunion
that the four of them would ever be together. I mean, when is that going to ever happen again?
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, you know, I'm going to go for it. And
did they talk to you at all during the crafting of this picture?
Yes. So
what'd you talk to them
about? Alicia, I loved her jumpsuit. She had like a jeans jumpsuit on.
Yeah.
And I said, I love your jumpsuit. And she's like, well, I love your outfit. And I was like, I wore the plaid for you.
Very nice.
And she laughed and it was kind of fun.
She looks fantastic. All four of them have aged extremely well.
I think so.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, does anyone bring up the fact that it's kind of weird that she falls in love with her brother at the end of the movie? Does that come up at all?
I'm sure that's come up in interviews in the past.
You didn't bring it up, though.
No, we didn't get to there. And I didn't mention, you know, Stacey Dash.
Oh,
where's Dion? I didn't say that, but I wanted to.
She's had a kind of a strange political career
right.
of late.
Yes. There. So she yeah. was not there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But they were all nice people.
Yeah.
Good.
Good vibe.
Good.
The fans were so fun to be yeah. around. And it was just a fun weekend, too.
Paul Rudd never does these things.
No. No.
Very rare to get him.
He's very big.
Why do you think he came?
I think his career is just going so well, too. There's really no reason for him to. I guess yeah. he just wanted a little extra cash.
Yeah.
You know.
They must have paid him handsomely.
They did. I mean, it sold out the first day, like in minutes. Yeah.
And he was only there for one day, right? Was he there Saturday only or something?
Yeah, I didn't see him the second day when I went on Sunday. I know she was there, but...
How long did you have to wait to get a picture with all four of the cast members?
They have, you know, they have it very well organized, and they keep you in little groups, and they call it out, and
they want to get as many in as they can
yeah,
quickly.
In and out.
What is... I know this is awful. You're never supposed to ask anybody what they paid, but I'm curious. Not you,
yeah.
but just your average film fan. What would it cost for them to have their picture taken with all four stars of Clueless?
With all four?
Yeah.
So the four of them was a little low, like about $300.
Wow.
Which is high. Wow. But if you just did Paul Rudd by himself, almost $200. So why not just
get everybody?
Four, right.
Right. That's, what, that's how I looked at it.
That's now, a better deal.
Did you guys hear about the Rolling Stone meet and greet?
No.
So they just talked about this. This just came out today.
Whoa.
Charging $35,000 for a meet and greet with with the Rolling Stone.
So how much time do you get to spend with them?
It said a matter of minutes. It actually even
and
said that.
And it's $3,500.
Yes.
Well, how does anybody get any satisfaction?
No, not $3,500. $35,000.
$35,000.
Yes.
I was amazed at $3,500. I'm like, that's too much money.
Well, it did turn out that it is a fundraiser. They are making money for a good cause.
Wow.
But this is wild that they would charge that much.
Kim, Harry, and I will take a picture with people for a bag of kettle corn.
Well,
just a small bag, not even a big bag. It's just like an 8-ounce bag.
Sure. And a nice donation, maybe.
Right.
To a charity of your choice. Really, just the kettle corn.
Just the kettle corn, so no donation. Okay. Yeah.
So much better.
All right.
Wow. So
35 grand.
That's
to see the.
I mean, you could buy a really nice car for
okay, that. I love the Rolling Stones. Okay, I mean, yes. Springsteen, that's my guy in the E Street Band. But the Rolling Stones are the iconic band from, you know, growing up, high school. And
Harry,
and
did you have the Beatles where you grew up? Because the Beatles were pretty good, too.
We're not going to have this argument again, are we?
No.
No. Okay.
Well, Bruce Springsteen, since you mentioned him, he came and did a book tour.
Right.
And charged $35. So and you could get a photo with him. They did take photos with people.
And that's why people love Bruce.
Well, why do they charge anyway?
That's what okay, so there's a band called the 1975. He's like, who started this whole charging to have, like, a nice moment with someone that you admire and you're a fan of?
I think it started, Harry, you'll know more about this than I do, but at sport conventions, your favorite baseball players, where it used to be you would just line up and part of your admission ticket for buying into the convention was you got to have somebody sign your baseball or your glove, but then they got wise to this and it became $5, then $10, then $20, then $50, then $100.
And then it was like per item.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, if you wanted him to sign more than one thing, you'd have to pay two fees.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of these meet and greets, you don't get a signature. Like, they don't, that holds up too much time, so they don't do a signature. You just get a quick photo and move it along.
God,
it's not with your camera, usually. Usually it's not.
See, my buddy,
and they email you the picture, and that's it.
My buddy Chocolate Rich, he used his Springsteen photo for his holiday card.
Oh, did he?
And he said, you know, it's only a few minutes, but Bruce talked to him, said, "How you doing?"
Yeah,
and, you know, it's like that's.
But you'll remember
stuff,
that forever.
Forever,
right?
Yeah. I met Billy Williams as a kid, and he was friendly, and I remember that forever. And I met Gail Sayers as a kid, and he was a jerk, and I remember that forever.
See, it's with you.
Can I tell you what impressed me so much? Do you remember Brian Bickle played for the Blackhawks for a bunch of years?
Good old number 29.
Sure. Number 29. Brian always had good seasons, and then once it got to be the playoffs or the championship, he just cranked it up a notch, and he was amazing, right? All right, so he's doing an event, and they asked me to MC the event. It's a video game championship, and he's whoever gets to win plays Brian Bickle in Mario Kart.
Fun.
So all these kids come out, and he's excellent at it. So all these kids come out, and they say to Brian backstage, because I'm backstage too, they go, "Brian, there's all these kids. They're all lined up. They want you to sign sticks and pucks and jerseys and stuff. But our rule is they have to pay X amount of dollars, and our other rule is it has to be sanctioned by the NHL or you can't sign it." And he nods. He goes, no, I understand. And then he turns to me. He goes, I'm not doing that. I go, really? He goes, yeah, if a kid gives me something to sign, I'm not going to charge him. I don't care if it's sanctioned.
So nice.
I'm going to do it. And then he did that for an hour, and they kept walking up, and they go, Brian, remember the rules? He goes, yeah, I remember, like that. And he just kept doing it his way.
What a great guy.
I so respect him.
You know, he got MS, and he beat it.
I know.
And, you know, everybody was cheering for him. And, you know, he also was a big fan of pit bulls. He champions pit bulls as being normal pets. They get a bad rap.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. That same week, though, I did get to meet Billy Idol. And that was a big deal for me because it was my first concert.
Yeah.
And so I went to his show and I had my book with me. And because I'd seen them pass back the books to him at other concerts.
Yeah.
And they told me at the merch thing, they're like, oh, no, he's just going to jump in a car and he's going to fly out of town and that's going to be it. And this was my first concert. So I had an emotional thing with Billy Idol. And he's still very good. He did an acoustic thing with Steve Stevens. So I waited. I was like, I'm just going to go wait in the back a little bit, though. And there was some people out there with, like, guitars. You know, people wanted to get stuff signed. His manager came out after a while and said, he's going to come out. And if you guys are cool, just wait right, you know, in this line and be cool. We will get either something signed or a photograph. And so he came and signed my book.
Oh, that's excellent.
And it was just so
nice to you.
So great. Yeah.
Good.
And so it's moments like that, I think. And that was a free moment. That didn't cost anything.
Oh, that's
it's nice
perfect.
When it happens randomly. I
sure
remember
is.
Taking my kids to see Brett Favre one night, and we were kind of up front. And, you know, my kids were dying to have him sign something. And he came down, started talking to my kids, ate their chicken fingers, which they were happy to share with Brett, signed whatever they wanted. Mm. He was just such a nice guy.
Oh, good.
Hey, you guys just mentioned my two favorite comedies in the last 25 years.
Something about Mary.
And Wedding Singer.
Oh, that's
Jerry,
true.
Have you seen Wedding Singer?
Right, of course.
Okay, yeah. So Billy Idol's, you know, throughout that movie.
Yeah, right, his music is. All right, tell us the big events for April. Events.
Okay, so for April 5th, we have Bacon Fest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is a wild thing.
Yeah.
My photo in my bacon suit from last year is like all over the internet. They used it in their promos and things.
I'm going to Google that.
People keep...
You seem surprised.
They keep
posting. You had a bacon suit, Jerry.
Is it a crisp bacon suit?
It can't. Well, it was that day.
Does it fizzle when you walk?
Oh, you guys. So that keeps popping up and people keep tagging me and I'm like, okay, I know. I've seen it. I was there. So that is April 5th and April 6th.
150 bacon dealers, right?
Yes, it is wild. And you really want to pay for the... It's really worth paying the extra cash for the VIP because it gets... After that first hour, it is nuts. So it just... Huge lines.
And we begged ESPN for 5 years to do a bacon event.
And they wouldn't do it?
No.
No, this thing's gigantic.
They finally did it, but it was simultaneous to the... this one.
Do they keep kosher at ESPN?
That could be a problem.
Just one or two of the cheerleaders.
Oh. Also, Wing Fest is coming, which I like that one a lot. It's grown on me a lot.
When is that?
April 13th.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 20th anniversary for it at UIC Pavilion. I liked Hooters. I thought they had great wings last year.
Really?
Yeah. I really did, but they were not part of the... You know, they have a competition.
Yeah.
And then I usually go and judge, and I think I'm doing the exotic wings again this year.
And Hooters was the one that you found the most tastiest.
Do you go boneless or do you go bone-in?
The ones that I judged were all with the bone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they have. It's pretty wild. So that's great. We have some more Comic-Cons coming. We have Heroes and Villains on April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Donald Stevens Convention Center.
Rosemont.
Right? So we're going to have, like, The Punisher. You know, they have Walking Dead people.
Yeah.
It's very TV-oriented.
Yeah. How big is that compared to last week's C2E2? Is it about half the size?
No, I think it's around the same
big?
Size. Yeah. The Star Wars Celebration is coming, and I've never been to that, but I'm excited about going to that at McCormick Place. And that's April 11th through 15th. And that's got Billy Dee Williams coming, Forrest Whitaker, Freddie Prinze Jr. I mean, a wide variety of people that sometimes if they're just in like a cartoon or they're in, you know, various spinoffs of Star Wars that they get
What is Freddie Prinze Jr.'s role in the Star Wars universe? I'm sorry, I don't know, but I didn't know he was connected in any way.
I read it was something like Rebels, so I'm not really sure.
In the animated series?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah. So, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, I want to mention... some cabaret coming. So Monday Night Live at Petarino's, you know, our friend Denise McGowan. Yes, is doing her 500th show.
Wow.
April 15th, her and Becky Menzie.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that long for them. Good.
She has been pounding it out.
Yeah.
Over 700 people have sung on stage with her. And
so normally, Jerry, and you already know this, but it's whoever's doing a show in town. They show up at Pettorino's, usually on the off night of their show.
Right.
And they perform a song or two there.
Right. Monday is usually their dark day, so they have some time.
Yeah.
They pop in. But then anyone can come up there and sing.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have to register with her. The food's great. They're going to have champagne and cake for this event. Mm-hmm. So
good for her. Shout 500 her. Times. Good.
Yeah. Speaking of cabarets, we got Countess Luann from Bravo's Real Housewives of New York
mm-hmm.
is coming to the Chicago Theater. So
is she the lady and housewife that is always fighting?
She does.
She's the one.
How did you know?
She's the one, right? I couldn't remember her name. It's the Countess.
Yes. She's
coming. Always one, right?
Yes.
April 20th, she's coming at 8 p.m., but she's going to bring some friends with her. And she's.
Does that infer other housewives? Or when you say friends, who will that be?
They haven't. They didn't. I didn't. I looked around for
They're
that.
They're not specific about they who the friends are?
Right. I mean, it'd be right. great if she brings Ramona with the Ramona eyes.
Those are the ones they always fight on the show,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Or Bethany Frankel's on that show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With her skinny margaritas.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of fun opportunities for that.
Yeah.
You know, the Chicago Theater has been killing it recently. I
mean, oh, yeah.
Casey Musgraves this week, and Michael Carbonaro did a great show there. I saw on Sunday.
He's wonderful. For people that haven't watched that series, he's
Who's Michael Carbonaro? I don't know who that is.
He is a local magician, and his magic is unlike anything you've ever seen. He'll do things, Bill, like he'll position himself as a hot dog cart seller at Guaranteed Rate Field.
Yeah.
And he'll do magic one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say, like, someone go, where's the mustard? He goes, well, all the condiments are in this little pill. And he'll have a little packet, like a ketchup packet. He'll say, if you touch the yellow part, it'll come out mustard. If you touch the green part, it's relish. If you touch the red part, it's ketchup. And he does it. And then they go to take, you know, the packet, and they can't do it.
Yeah.
And he does, like, he'll be in a candy store. And he is, you know, like, he instead of, so he's not on stage doing magic for 400 people. He's one person at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
And he always disguises himself.
Oh, that's brilliant. Right.
Yeah, he films in Chicago.
Oh.
But it's on True TV. It's
Michael called Carbonaro.
The Michael Carbonaro Effect.
That is the other show on True TV.
Yeah.
Because when the college tournament started, everyone's like, what the hell is True TV?
Now we know.
There you go.
All right, so that sounds good. That's the Chicago Theater. What else?
He was just there. Van Morrison's coming.
Love him.
Yep, April 23rd and 24th.
He's got to be in his 70s, right?
Yeah, he's up
there. He's the Belfast Cowboy.
Yeah.
Brown-eyed girl, right?
Yeah.
Tim the Toolman, Tim Allen's coming for his comedy April 27th.
I'm busy that night.
So you can't make it? Not a fan?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
And so those are all at the Chicago Theater. I have to tell you about my friend has opened a record store in Andersonville called Rattleback Records. I used to work with him at Secondhand Tunes. Paul Ruffino is bringing in Todd Rundgren to do a signing at his record store.
When?
This is going to be great. This is April 24th, Wednesday. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes till 4 p.m.
Is this on Clark?
5405 North Clark Street.
I've passed by there a couple times. It looks like a good time.
It's great because he's got a lot of kitschy stuff in there.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, he's got the records. He's got all kinds of, you know, memorabilia.
What is it called?
So
Rattleback Records?
Rattleback Records. And for $25, talk about the meet and greet. You get a meet and greet and have his book signed. It's called The Individualist, Digression, Dreams, and Dissertations.
Oh.
And Todd Rundgren's going to sign for you.
Excellent.
So I thought that was really great.
And the date on that, one more time, Jerry, is what?
April 24th.
April 24th, from 2 to 4, so during the day.
Excellent.
We talked about Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming here April 8th at the United Center.
Mm-hmm.
Great album if you want to hear a new, fresh
She's
album.
Very talented.
Very talented. It's got that voice.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
We got Patty
Tickets
Griffin.
Are still available for that? Because I would think would go very fast.
I believe so. I mean, United Center, so hopefully
she's a big place.
My friend Doug will fly in from Florida to meet Todd Rundgren.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he loves Todd Rundgren.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Well, let me know if you need a hookup with that.
Thank you.
Patty Griffin's coming to the Vic April 16th.
Patty Griffin.
Yeah.
Kathy?
She's from not Kathy Griffin.
You're thinking of the Patty Duke show where Patty and Kathy looked alike.
Yeah, they walked
like
alike.
A classic.
I'm not sure who this is.
Patty
is she?
I
what
thought
does
you
she
would be into her.
I don't know Patty who that is.
I'm going to school you on her a little
bit. All right.
But a lot of these classic artists are coming back and
good.
You know, performing here in Chicago.
Very good.
So a good month for that.
It sounds like a lot of busy stuff, Jerry.
Yeah.
And you'll have your picture taken if they're famous with all of them.
Possibly.
Good. You got to keep that streak alive.
There you go.
Thank you for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thanks.
Kim, thanks for being here. Greatly appreciate it. Harry, you'll get a formal, as per usual, a formal thank you in just a little bit in
have
the fruit
a good
basket.
Weekend,
we
guys.
Always do that. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
We'll close things off next. It's Bill and Harry in for Wendy on WGN. Now, Harry, we get a minute of overtime. How do you like that?
Woo-hoo-hoo!
We're rich. Let's go boat shopping.
Just a small one, 16
small,
or 17
look at a pontoon.
Grand.
We don't want to be too showy. Thank you for coming in. Always fun to have you here.
It's my I was coming by to have breakfast at Fannie Mae.
Oh, this worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
It's right across the street.
Right.
Oh, that couldn't have been better. Thanks to everybody who showed up. Thanks even more to the people who didn't show up. We'll be back on Monday. Wendy will be back
in her
spot.
Monday?
Well, we'll talk afterwards.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Harry.
Bye, Bill.